Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. If you read the papers, you've probably heard that the Obama administration is in the process of making specific rules for the use of killer drones in assassinating people that we don't like, wherever they may be in the world. The impetus for this effort, according to the New York Times, was that Mr. Obama and his advisors thought that if he lost the election, the drone trigger would be put into someone else's hand. One apparently that the administration was not so comfortable with making up, as reports have called it, the kill list, which Mr. Obama reportedly personally made up and/or approved, including for at least a few U.S. citizens. Leaving aside the tortured efforts by the administration to somehow make assassinations, forbidden by most of the world's interpretation of international law, somehow look okay, this desire to codify the conditions under which these drones will be used brings up a much larger issue. What kind of ethics are needed in an age when robots are becoming reality? This is not a science fiction question, even though it was a science fiction writer, Isaac Asimov, who originally came up with his Three Laws of Robotics. What many people may not remember is that when we call Isaac Asimov a science fiction writer, both terms apply to a man who was not only one of the most prolific fiction writers of the 20th century, but was also a full professor of biochemistry at Boston University. Asimov's Three Laws of Robotics, first published in one of his short stories back in 1942, are as follows. 1. A robot may not injure a human being, or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. 2. A robot must obey the orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. 3. A robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second laws. In some of his later works, in which robots actually are responsible for running parts or all of the worlds that humans inhabit, Asimov added another law, which he called the Zeroth Law, and which precedes all of the others. 0. A robot may not harm humanity, or by inaction, allow humanity to come to harm. Well, it's 70 years later, and robots are no longer the stuff of science fiction. And the question of exactly what laws and what ethical principles that robots operate under is now a very live issue. And it seems that Asimov's Three Laws of Robotics are sadly not going to be operational today. In the case of predator drones assassinating targeted people and killing a lot of other people who happen to be in the same place, there are human beings pushing the kill button. Whatever system of ethics, or lack thereof, that they're working under is a human-designed and human-executed system. Humans are in control. But the big drive in robotics today is toward self-directed robots, autonomous ones which are programmed to actually make what we humans would call judgments. So far, this approach has not always worked out very well. As the South Koreans found out, when they deployed robots along the demilitarized zone with North Korea a while back, giving those robots the ability to autonomously decide when and where to discharge the machine guns they were armed with. After a few South Korean soldiers were shot at by the robots were sent back for a redesign. What should robots be allowed to do? What should they be designed to do? How much autonomy should they be given? Robots that are designed to kill humans and that have the ability to decide what and when to kill certainly are a far cry from those that adhere to Asimov's first law. A robot may not injure a human being. Yet governments all over the world are feverishly trying to develop robots that can do just that, and do it without human control. As far as we know from publicly available information, no such autonomous robot has yet been successfully deployed, as the South Koreans found out. But that certainly doesn't mean that they won't be deployed. And as a recent document from Human Rights Watch points out, if such robots do become active, the results could be devastating for civilian populations. In their 50-page publication, Losing Humanity, The Case Against Killer Robots, which is available in the publications section of the HRW.org website, Human Rights Watch points out three huge problems with the use of killer robots. Killer robots would be incapable of distinguishing between civilians and military personnel, resulting in the deaths of more civilians, something that repressive regimes would be delighted about when used within their own borders. Killer robots would increase conflicts because human soldiers would suffer fewer deaths, and that's what citizens usually scream about. Consider the history of U.S. involvement in Vietnam and the current use of drones, for example. Have we seen millions marching in the streets to stop the use of drones? No, in good part because the human pilots are sitting in air-conditioned control rooms in Nevada, not sweating and risking their lives on a battlefield. And killer robots are robots. So if they do kill someone who shouldn't be killed, who's responsible? Are we going to hang a robot? These are very large issues, and how we answer them will have profound effects on how warfare is conducted in our future and, in effect, who lives and dies. And, as many have pointed out, high-tech countries that develop drones and autonomous robots seldom stop to imagine what will happen when, inevitably, those resources are directed not by them, but against them. The calls for developing ethical principles for the use of autonomous robots are coming from more and more quarters, from academics, from medical groups, from human rights groups. As with the codification of laws for the use of drones that the Obama administration suddenly thought might be a good idea, since someone else might get to use those drones, points out that in this technological age, our technology seems to come first, and our principles and laws then scramble to keep up. Well, we'll do our best to keep up with laws and ethical issues as well as with technology itself, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.